Lee, I'm sure you haven't ruled out playing in the Ryder Cup this year, but you're going to be a vice-captain, so you'll be involved anyway. And how nice was it to get the call from Thomas, a player that you're great friends with?
Yeah, well, not completely ruled it out, but, you know, very committed to being the vice-captain. And, you know, when Thomas called me and asked me, I was delighted to jump at the chance to do it. You know, I've played 10 Ryder Cups and I've been on the other side of the ropes, you know, so to speak, where, you know, you've been playing and I've played under 10 different captains and seen 10 different types of captaincy. So, you know, I think I've got plenty of experience to bring to the job.
23 points, only three players have scored more Ryder Cup points in European team. But when it comes to trying to transfer that experience onto someone else, is that going to be a challenge?
No, I don't think so. I'm a good people person, and you know, I think, you know, most people on the team or on the European tour find it easy to talk to me. So you know, I shouldn't have any problem getting through what I need to get through to people.
When you look at the players already that are in the frame, there is a lot of experience, a lot of winners on the European Tour. It must be quite exciting now thinking about trying to regain the trophy in September.
Yeah, I think it's a well-balanced team. You know, we've got experience. We've got people that played Ryder Cups before, winning and losing sides. So they've experienced both sides of the emotions. And the rookies are fantastic players, I think. Rookies aren't rookies as such anymore. You know, they're really world-travelled and they've played, you know, in the biggest tournaments. So they're not really coming to it completely naive, you know, but other than having played in the Ryder Cup, I'm sure they'll be able to adapt to the situation and get used to, you know, being in that environment fairly quickly.
And knowing Thomas as you do, what qualities or the main qualities will he bring as a captain to the team?
He's a very strong captain, you know, he's a strong person. Thomas, you know, is very knowledgeable about the game and he's putting a lot of thought into this and covering all bases, and you know, when he says something, people listen. So I think he'd be a good captain.
I think he said as well that if he'd not been a vice captain, he wouldn't be captain now. Is this something that you have on your eye in the future, being a future Ryder Cup captain?
Yeah, obviously it's somewhere down the road, you know, in my sights. And I think to do that job, you know, you do need to have done the vice captaincy role, because I think it's completely different being in that position as to, you know, playing. And like I say, I've played a lot of Ryder Cups, but never been a vice captain and seen that other side of it. So I think at some point I do need to do this job.